You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Zimbabwe is one of the several southern African countries affected by the El Niño weather system that's led to unusual weather patterns and consequently to 21 million people in need of food aid. In some of the worst hit parts of the country, between a half and two-thirds of households are going hungry. The situation is expected to get even worse in the coming months as the lean season started months too early after crops failed in the devastating drought. Caritas is feeding schoolchildren and poor farming families in some of the worst hit regions of Zimbabwe. But as Caritas Internationale's communications director, Patrick Nicholson, who recently travelled to some of those areas, explains, a lot more assistance is needed from outside the country to prevent hundreds of deaths by hunger.
When you travel through Zimbabwe, you just see field after field of burnt out straw, all the maize fields completely bare, and you see all the granaries empty. And this is in a period when they should be full. And so as we move into the lean season in December and January, when you'd expect people to have less, they're going to be in a real desperate situation. They've run out of food months ago. They've spent all their money. They've sold all their cattle. So they're going to have no resources, no safety net to fall back on to be able to feed their families.
Reading your article, I understand that many of them are trying to raise money in other ways that can be very damaging and irreversible.
Yes. One woman I met was had become a prostitute. And so, you know, it's a really terrible situation. She was HIV positive. Some of the children were HIV positive. The whole family was affected. And the amount of money that she could earn from prostitution was not enough anyway to feed the family. So you're seeing these negative coping mechanisms like prostitution, like going out into the forest to forage for food, for wild berries and for mice. Instead of going to school for the children, you're seeing people leave Zimbabwe in huge numbers to look for work in South Africa. And as well as the drought and the El Nino effect, you've got at the same time a complete economic crisis where civil servants aren't being paid, big industries like mining, people haven't been paid for years. So the whole country is at a breaking point.
I was reading that their president has accused sanctions have been put on him by the UN as a reason for not being able to implement the new sustainable development goals.
Well, I think when you go through Zimbabwe, it is tragic when you go past these farms, which 20 years ago, 15 years ago, were green, well-managed. Zimbabwe was the breadbasket of Africa. And so speak to any Zimbabwean, it's incredibly sad for them that now it's a basket case of Africa. And there was a problem, there was an injustice in terms of land rights, but the result of the reforms have been that the farms have all collapsed. 4,000 commercial farms, you don't have any at all. And the reasons for that are still problems with land ownership, kleptocracy, corruption on a massive scale. And it's hugely sad to go past what was a green land, which is now yellow or brown dust.
Talking numbers, how many people are affected by the drought and the ensuing hunger at the moment?
It's about a third of the population are food insecure, so they don't have enough to eat. And that's really peaked massively from July and August onwards, so that's 4.5 million people. There's a big gap in terms of what the country needs to be able to feed itself and what it's got. So it really needs international aid. It really needs support from outside the country. Otherwise, you're going to see people really, really struggling to eat.
What is Caritas doing?
Caritas runs a school feeding program, so we provide a kind of blanket feeding to children, so every day they get a meal, which is great because it means the children come to school, it means that when they're at school they can concentrate, and it means they become much more healthy. So the teachers say, you see, a child who has trouble concentrating and can't really think and is physically affected by lack of food. Suddenly, after a couple of weeks, you know, they're like any other normal children running and playing around. And we're also helping vulnerable families by transferring cash to them over their mobile telephone networks so they can buy food if they need to buy food, they can pay for school fees, or they can pay for their medical bills. And part of that really is to keep them from leaving their farms and to keep them from doing these things like prostitution or illegal mining, keep them at home so they can plant for next season.
Is the Caritas campaign enough?
Well, Caritas is having huge problems fundraising for Zimbabwe. So the appeal that we launched is only about half funded. So, for example, in one place I went to in Gokwe, instead of feeding 7,000 people, we can only feed 300 people. And the schools, you know, the schools we went to, it was extraordinary to see these incredibly poor children who, you know, their clothes were held together by bits of wire, incredibly poor. And the teachers were saying, you know, these are the lucky ones because these are the seven schools that we're feeding. The other schools in the neighborhood aren't getting any food at all. And so, you know, what you're looking at now is really lucky children.
So is the campaign carrying on? Are you still asking people to donate for Zimbabwe?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're really encouraging people to support the fundraising in Zimbabwe and across southern Africa. The El Nino effect has really pushed people towards the edge of what they can survive. And then really vulnerable families who are struggling anyway are now being pushed to really extreme levels of poverty.
What about other international aid? Is it arriving in the nation?
Yes, there are other aid networks, other aid operations who are working there. Obviously, the UN is there. You know, we're working with them together to try and make sure that there aren't any gaps, to make sure that all the areas are being covered. But, you know, across the board, whether it's the UN or other aid agencies, we're struggling to raise money for this crisis, not just in Zimbabwe, but in the whole of southern Africa, compared to all the other needs around the world in Syria and Iraq and Sudan, etc.
Do you think the reason is because people are more aware of what's going on in other parts of the world, so it's neglected?
Yeah, I think so. I think in Africa itself, you know, there's the people are used to images, or we've become complacent about images of people being hungry or not having enough food to eat. Saying that, the one thing that we need to do is to change the conversation. We can't just give aid to hungry families in Africa. We have to ensure that they can feed themselves. We have to give them the right to food, and that means real changes in the way the food system around the world is governed.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
I think one of the most extraordinary testimonies I had was from the woman who was a prostitute, had HIV and AIDS, and she was saying, you know, don't talk about my poverty. I don't want to be surrounded in a cloak of poverty. You know, I've got children. I love my children. I want to be celebrated for all the good things that I've got going in my life, which I thought was incredibly moving. And she was incredibly positive and enthusiastic and full of hope for the future. I guess she doesn't have any choice, but I thought that was a wonderful spirit she had.
Pretty special, actually. I mean, if you think of all the hardship the people of Zimbabwe have been through in the past 20 years, it's amazing they're still so resilient.
Yes, I think one of the priests I met in Zimbabwe said he wasn't from this rural area. He said, you know, you should come on a holiday here because this is real humanity here. I've never been so happy as I've been here because the people are just full of humanity.
That was Caritas Internationale's communications director, Patrick Nicholson, talking to me, Linda Bordoni.